let's review. The Gemara explains the Sefer of the Mishnah, Safik ben Tishah LaRishon, Safik ben Shiva LaAchron. If a viable child is born at a point where it cannot be determined whether it's the child of the Baal, born after 9 months, or it's the child of the Yavim, born after 7 months. Yitzi, b'havlat kosher, b'chayavim b'ashem tali. They must separate and bring a carbon machmas safik because of the possibility that it's the child of the Baal and she's usher to the Yavim because of Eishes Akshleib b'mokam mitzvah. However, the child is perfectly legitimate, as Rashi explains, b'malav shach either way. If it's the child of the Baal, it's legitimate. The Aveir, the unnecessary Yibum, does not affect the child. If it's the child of the Yavim, it's legitimate because the Yibum was necessary and valid. The Gemara questions the ruling of V'chayavim ba'ashem tali. They should be obligated in the Chatas Vaday based on Rav. Lema holach achar Rav Noshim, v'Rav Noshim letisha yaldon. Since most women give birth after 9 months, the child should certainly be considered a ben tisha l'rishon, the child of the Baal, which makes the Yibum a Vaday Issacharis v'shagi. The Gemara answers that this is counterbalanced by another Rav, that of Rav Hayoldois letisha ubra nikrilish lish yameha. Most pregnancies are noticeable after 3 months. The fact that in this case it was not noticeable weakens the first roiv. Therefore, to the second roiv we add umiyut l'shiva yoldon, some give birth after 7 months, and to the first roiv we add umiyut hayoldus l'tisha in ubernikolish l'shimeo. Sometimes it's not noticeable. This leaves us with an even suffix, hence the ashem tali. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the status of a second child in the event that the Yavim and Yavama remain married. Tana Rabbanan, Rishon Roli is Kohen Gadol. As explained earlier, the first child is perfectly legitimate to the extent that he's even fit to become a Kohen Gadol. V'sheini mamzer misafik. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, ein mamzer misafik. The Gemara explains that both the Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agree that the second child is a safik mamzer. Why? If the first one is ben tisha l'rishon, there was no Yibum, and the second child is a product of Eishes Ach Shalei B'Mokam Mitzvah, which is Chiv Krisis, and therefore a Mamzer. If the first one is Ben Shiva L'Acharon, there was a valid Yibum, and the second child is perfectly legitimate and not a Mamzer. The Machlekes of the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is, who can this Suffolk Mamzer marry? The Pasuk says, L'Yovei Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. A Mamzer may not marry a Jewish woman, a Mamzeres may not marry a Jewish man. The Gemara cites a Machlekes in Masechtas Kedushin. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Vadoin bevadoin muta. A mamzer may marry a mamzeres, or one of the other psulim because they're not considered kal Hashem. However, Vadoin besveikon, besveikon bevadoin, besveikon besveikon, aser. A suffik mamzer may not marry a mamzeres, or one of the other psulim because maybe he's not a mamzer, and they may not marry even a suffik mamzeres because, as Rashi explains, maybe one is and one is not a mamzer. And Rav said, Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. However, Shmuel said, Hillel Shana Asara Yuchsin Olumi Bavil, Bakula Mutarin Lova Zebezeh. The halacha follows the opinion of Hillel. A Safik Mamzer may marry a Mamzeres or one of the other psulim because Kahal Vadai Veloy Kahal Safik. A Mamzer is only asked to marry a Vadai Kasher, but he's mutter to marry a Safik Kasher. To summarize, Rabbi Elazar and Rav hold that the Safik Mamzer may not marry Mamzeres. Hillel and Shmuel hold that the Safik Mamzer may marry Mamzeres. Now, for the opinions of the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rava Sava lo Karav, Dama Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. Since Rava follows the opinion of Rav, Umukilo le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov aliba de Hilchasa, he prefers to interpret the Machloikis so that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Asa ben Mamzeres, as is the Halacha, and the Tanna Kamma holds Mutab ben Mamzeres. Abaya Sava lo k'Shmuel, Dama Halacha k'Hillel. Since Abaye follows the opinion of Shmuel, Umukri lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov alibe de Hilchasa, he prefers to interpret the Machlekes so that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds Mutab Mamzeres, as is the Halacha, and the Tanna Kamma holds Asab Mamzeres. The reason Abaye and Rava both want the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov to be in agreement with the Halacha is Ki Hecha Dulei Tikshe Hilchasa Hilchasa, because we have a principle of Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki in the Machlekes. The Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Tangentially, the Gemara cites the following statement. Yisrael kein Amr Elazar ben Yaakov, lo yisa adam isha b'medina zu, v'yelech v'yisa isha b'medina acheres. Shem yizdam guzel lezeh, nimtza'ach noyseh sachaysay. One shall not marry one wife in one land and a second wife in another land because their children, not being aware of each other, might one day meet up and a brother might marry his sister. In the case of Rav and Rav Nachman, who when traveling, Machriz V'yomer Man Havi L'Yayma, would seek to marry for a short while, this concern does not apply because Shani Rabbanan de Pekiyah Shemayah, they're well known. Ibo Yisema, L'Rabbanan Yichudu B'Amahu De Miyachtilhu. Damamar, and the Damim, Misha Yishle Pas Basaloi, L'Misha Inle Pas Basaloi, they did not consummate the marriage. The Gemara proceeds to discuss questions of Yerusha, inheritance, in the case of Safik ben Tisha L'Rishon, Safik ben Sheva L'Achron. The general order of Yerusha is as follows. The children of the deceased are his heirs. Only if there are no offspring do the brothers of the deceased inherit his estate. We also learned above on Daf Chav Dalet that in the case of Yibum, the Yavam, the brother who performed Yibum, inherits the entire estate, and the other brothers do not share in it. In our situation, the Gemara asks about various cases. 1. Safik v'yavam shebo lachlik b'nichse misna. The child, the Safik, and the Yavam argue over the estate of the mess. Safik amar anobar misnahu b'nichse didihu. The child claims to be the child of the mess, the rightful heir. V'yavam amar at bara didi at v'les lach v'le midi b'nichse. The Yavam claims, you're my child, and since I did Yibam, I'm the heir. Have a moment of mutl b'safik, a moment of mutl b'safik chalkin. This is a clear-cut safik, which they must divide equally. 2. Safik uvnei yavim shebo lachlik b'nichse misna. The child, the safik, and the sons of the yavim argue over the estate of the mess. Apparently, the yavim died before the estate was distributed. Safik amr hahu gavro bar misnuhu b'nichse didihu. The child claims to be the child of the mess, the rightful heir to the entire estate. B'nei yavim amri, the B'nai Yavim claim, you're our brother, a son of our father, the Yavim. And since our father performed Yibum, thereby inheriting the estate, now that he died, you're entitled only to a share among us brothers. In this case, each one's claim is a Safik, and therefore the resolution is as follows. For example, there are two brothers and a Safik. The Safik first gets one-third, which is certainly his, even if he's their brother. The other two-thirds is Maman Hamutl B'Safik Chalkin. Therefore, the Safik gets half of that, one-third, and the two brothers get the other half, one-third. The Safik does not share in their half because his share is in the two-thirds he already got. 3. Safik B'nei Yavim Shebo Lachlik B'nichse Yavim Gufe. The Safik and the sons of the Yavim argue over the estate of the Yavim. The Hasim Amri Lei, I see Raya Dachuna At Ushkail. The Safik gets nothing because of Hamoitzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. The brothers can say, prove that you're a son of our father. 4. Safiku b'nei Yavim shebo lachlik b'nichse Yavim. Lebastr depolik Yavim b'nichse Misna. The Safik and the sons of the Yavim argue over the estate of the Yavim after the Yavim took half of the estate of the mess, as in the first case. Rashi explains that we're speaking of where the estate of the Yavim is substantially larger than the estate of the mess. B'nei Yavim Amri, Aisi Raya Dachun Adushkoil. The brothers say, prove that you're the son of our father. However, Amalahu, Safik, Manav Shaychu. The Safik can claim, if I'm your brother, give me my share among you. And Rashi adds, he will have to return the half of his father's estate he had taken earlier. If I'm not your brother, but the son of the mess, you must return half of the estate of my father, the mess, which your father, the Yavam, had taken earlier. This is actually a machloikis. Rababa Amar Rav Kam Dina. The earlier division of the estate of the mess by the Safik and the Yavam stays. We do not undo it. Therefore, we now deal only with the estate of the Yavam, to which the B'nai Yavam can say, Aisirai Dachunat Ushkoil. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Hadr Dina. The earlier division is undone, and the B'nai Yavam must satisfy the claims of the Safik. They must either give him a share in the estate of the Yavam, or return the half of the estate of the mess. The Gemara on the next daf continues with additional cases.